eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Casey Hudson and Kate Constable, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today. Happy NBA playoffs to one and all. This is on Joel Embiid to have over 29.5 points and over 12.5 rebounds, boosted to plus 250 at Caesars. What do we think of this odds boost?
So this odds boost is a little risky today. Every once in a while, it's good to be a little risky, right?
Yeah,
you won't necessarily think it was based on how Joel Embiid has been playing since he's returned from injury. I mean, the Sixers, they've won 7 straight games. He's had at least 30 points in his last 3, finished with 29 in the game before that, so lost by the Hook. And that one was against the Miami Heat. So, a big game there, again, lost by the Hook. But he has had a little trouble when facing Bam Adebayo. Adebayo's holding him to, I believe, around 23 points per game in their 13 career meetings. So that's why you're getting plus 250 here, is because Embiid has struggled. Now, Embiid's been playing this season and last season at, you know, an MVP type level. So I think he certainly could get this done again. Rebound wise, finished in double digit rebounds over his last 3 games. Again, those numbers are a little down against the Heat, but this is a playing game. This is not a regular season game. This has much more high stakes, more meaning. And if the Sixers want to get the win tonight, it's going to have to come at the hands of Joel Embiid. So they're going to have to get a big game from him, which is why at plus 250, I like this one, Casey.
Yeah, I think you laid that out perfectly, Kate, especially with the management versus the Heat specifically. I would say, I mean, as we say in hockey, this is now the third part of the season. Playoffs are a completely different beast and animal, and you tend to see the guys that need to step up, step up. Last time Embiid played against the Heat on April 4th, 4 rebounds, which came in pretty low, but 29 points to say the least, which is obviously about a half under what we're predicting right now. So if he can overcome his hot struggle versus the Heat, I like these odds. I like this value for this, but it's a risky one, as Kate said.
Yes. Living on the edge today, plus 250 at Caesars. Get in on this odds boost and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 in bonus bets if your first bet loses by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to BetQL.com and get your free 3-day trial today. And check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at The Sports Case, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today, I'm going with my long shot from our BetQL.com long shots article. This is on Jaren Duran to hit a home run for the Red Sox against the Guardians. The Red Sox need a win very badly, and they lost in extra innings last night to the Guardians. I stayed up and watched the whole game. For what reason? I don't know, but I did, and it was really sad. And Jaren Duran is maybe the best player on this team. So he has to step it up, and he is due for a home run. So I think right now is a really good spot for him to do that, because the Red Sox will be facing Ben Lively starting for the Guardians, and Jaren Duran is batting .500 against him in his career with 1 double in 2 at-bats. So he has an extra base hit against him. A home run would also be very plausible in this situation against Ben Lively, and he has 1 hit in each of his last 2 games and 9 hits in his last 10 games. So he's been hot at the plate, and I think he can get even hotter and hit his second home run of the season tonight against the Guardians.
Love it. May have to tail you on that, Lucy. I'm trying to get a little bit deeper in Major League Baseball. So that's a good one. I'll be watching the show today, too.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Bet Slips and Bat Flips, 2 p.m. Eastern on the BetQL Network.
Wonderful. Love it. In the NBA tonight, two play-in tournament games. I'm going to do a little money line parlay because I don't necessarily trust either of these teams to cover the number. Chicago Bulls, they're -3 against the Hawks. Trusting Chicago, I'm a Bulls fan. I've been to quite a few games this year. They're a tough team to trust. I like them to get the win because they've been so good this season at defending Trae Young, held him to just 29% shooting from the field, 23%, I believe, from beyond the arc. Like, those are terrible numbers for Trae Young. So I like Chicago to get the win. I'm going to parlay that with the 76ers to get the win because this line has climbed up against the Heat tonight. It's now Sixers -5.5. That's just a little too rich for my blood when we're talking about playoff Jimmy and Eric Spoelstra. So if you take the Sixers and the Bulls, parlay them together, you get like +144. Better odds. And two games that I think both of these teams can win outright. But again, don't necessarily trust them to cover the numbers. So getting some value here with a little money line parlay.
I love that. I love both of those. Taking mine to the ice, final regular season game, right? Final game of the regular season. I don't know why I'm all over the place, but it's going to be Nikita Kucherov, a bit of a homer bet here. Over half an assist. His assist total came down from 1.5 to just over half because aside from the previous game, he kind of went cool there for a second. But Nikita Kucherov is on the hunt for his 100th assist right there with Connor McJesus. And that value comes in at -200 over at BetMGM. Not only is he seeking his 100th assist of the season, which is magnificent, but he has 6 assists versus the Leafs through 3 games this season. 10 points overall, 3 of those points coming off the power play. Big game to close out the night, fan appreciation night, all the things. And while Nikita Kucherov has a very cool, calm, collected demeanor, we know he wants that 1,100th assist to close out the regular season before taking on the playoff animal. So I like that. If you don't trust Nikita Kucherov to secure the assist, then at least check him out for over 3.5 shots on goal. He averages 4.3 shots on goal, 13 shots on goal in the 3 games versus the Maple Leafs this season.
Love that. Get in on all of these bets and the odds boost +250 at Caesars and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.